What up, K-State Nation? Welcome back to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All thanks K-State Sports. Eddie Greer, or I should say, not in the building, but here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording another episode of this podcast here on May 29th, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for taking time out, whenever this comes out, to listen to this episode. Is this Friday? Which is, we already got a football episode already out, planning to come out tonight. So make sure you listen to that. Not watch that, but listen to that. But I want to go back to the Big 12 schedule. Yes, the Big 12 schedule. And we're going to start kind of when throwing this together, right? And I talked about the it's been well documented about the non-con, right? The non-con schedule for two Fridays now. And, of course, spoiler alert, the times are set for the first third of the season. Quarter, if you want to say, of the season. So, again, make sure you check that out. I don't want to spoil it. So, we're going to move on through this schedule and start off with the first third of the Big 12 schedule. So, revisiting this, right? And we're going to be obviously going back over it because I'm going to have a couple of guests on this podcast this summer, and we'll get their thoughts on, of course, new head coach Colin Klein and other things as well. Big 12. So we're back to the road to open up. The K-State tradition is back. Opening up on the road, Cincinnati, September 26th. Now, again, this isn't without even looking at the opposing rosters. So there's that. So look, Cincinnati, let me see if I can do this real quick here on the spot. Jeez, 12 football standings from last year, 2025. I don't have my equipment, so I am doing this right off the rip since I'm not necessarily in the building. Let me see here. Football standings. Okay, yeah, here we go. Right here. All right, so let's click on that for a minute. All right, yeah, Cincinnati last year, 7-6. Okay, yeah, 7-6. So if you want to say early predictions, K-State should win this game. Now, again, this is without even looking at the roster, right? Open on the road, Cincinnati. You know how this thing goes. We're back to where it was. I don't think we opened. No, because, no, oh, yeah, Iowa State, oh, boy, you're going to bring back bad memories now. Iowa State last year, everything got put into it and everything else like that, and to come up with that result, what we did last year, pretty much set the tone for the season there, and, of course, we didn't know that time that, you know, hey, all the pressure, all the disappointments, you know, right? And it led up to Chris Klieman, surprising, you want to quote-unquote, retirement at that time, of course. And again, we'll have more on Chris Klieman later this summer. But, yeah, man, so Cincinnati, you on the road, up there. I mean, you're going to have, obviously, your number one weapon in your veteran quarterback, Avery Johnson. So there's that. We'll see. And I'm not gonna make predictions right now. Obviously, we're gonna be doing a lot of speculating on the show here this summer. So starting right now. I've been doing that as well. So on the road, Cincinnati, they were 7-6 a year ago. Let me see. Conference is 5-4. 5-4. See, I did late homework on this one. 5-4. So that is your Big 12 opener on September 26th, and then I believe you have an off week in between Cincinnati, and I'm going to actually, y'all gonna be surprised on this one. Houston and Kansas, that's where we're going to stop right there. So back up to Houston for a minute. That is an October 10th game. Houston last year, right? Houston, 10-win season a year ago. Finished fourth in the conference, 6-3 in the conference, right? I say they took a big step last year there. Did we play Houston? I don't think we played Houston last year. No, we did not. And that is the Big 12 home debut for K-State. And God, I think a couple years ago. I'm still not over that. If you're a passionate K-State football fan, you shouldn't be over the Steelers either. There, you go in Houston, really should have won that game. And yes, Houston's definitely improved from then to now. Just like, I think that's that. I think that's when that all run started against K-State, because that one we had Houston. You should have won that ball game. I know the weather played havoc in that game, but we cannot. You know me by now. We're not gonna sit here and make excuses or stand here, whatever, on a show, right? So, Colin Klein, obviously, this staff's motivated. I think you're gonna see this is. I mean, yes, Houston's different from what it was then. Don't get me wrong, but this should be a good game here. But yeah, K-State, they'll be ready to play this game. So I'm gonna circle this game right here. This is critical. Cincinnati on the road is huge, and could be huge depending on how Cincinnati is. It's always huge. You want to get off to a good start in conference play, and you're gonna have to do it. Let me see. I get that. That's my trading partner. I'm not taking away emphasis on Cincinnati, because obviously you do not want to be 0-1. You cannot put yourself in that spot. Cannot do it. But I'll go as far as Houston game at home. You got the home crowd. Hey, it's time to make some moves. Time to make some moves right there. So we'll see what happens. I'm pretty sure Houston will probably have a good squad, because that was a mighty joke. Because that team was dead to rights 2 years ago, and K-State should have won that. But you know that the staff can't handle it, and we lost the ball game. So, and that was probably Houston's turnaround at that time right there as well. And then of course Houston had an awesome season last year, so nothing to take away from that. But it's just like, they'll be ready. They'll be ready. This staff is different, obviously. New head coach, new staff. So they're going to be ready to rock and roll. I truly believe that. I know I'm sitting here or on a remote location, May 29th, 2026. But, hey, man, we'll see. We'll see from then to now. From here, not right now, to then. That's a critical game there. And of course, the streak, you got to keep it moving a little bit. Kansas, October 17th at home. And that is now this year's that's this year's homecoming game. So there's that. And all despite, KU being last year, all the talk was about, KU's going to break that streak, and K-State does what K-State does. And after that, I thought we were going to be in trouble after that special teams gaffe to kick off the game. But after that, K-State just said, "Here, we're going to hold on to this belt, and we're going to beat you with it." I know that sounds brutal, but what it was right there. Now you get KU at home, so Colin Klein. I don't have to tell him that what this game means. So with recruiting purposes and. I do want to say that real quick. This is Purple Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building, or no, not in the building. Man, I'm used to saying that. But on remote location, recording this football episode on Friday. Now, again, there's going to be a football episode already up. So maybe I save this for next week, or I'll maybe splash it in somewhere during the week. Who knows? Because we're going through the schedule. And this is not the last time we're going through the schedule. Obviously, I'm going to have a couple of guests on here this summer to get their thoughts on the schedule and things like that. Obviously, we'll bring back Armory Hope co-host at some point, Alex Aiden, on the show. So there's that as well. We gotta try to finalize some things here, at least for the month of June. Hopefully, we're shooting for at least twice a month, starting in the month of June. So that is the goal there, and hopefully to bring on a couple others as we count down to the 2026 K-State football season. So that's kind of a look right there at the first three games. Cincinnati, that's a big one there on the road. K-State, the tradition is back. We probably want to say it's been bad because that Iowa State game last year in Ireland, and it was so hyped up, The build and everything else, like, it was awesome, but the result was terrible. Absolutely terrible. If you hear my post-reaction, again, we're bringing it back this year, baby. Reaction after every K-State game. Hopefully, it'll be more good reactions than bad. the staff, but this game, but yeah, you just can't get, you can't, that one set a tone. That Iowa State game set the tone, and then of course that just lingered. It just lingered, and K-State just couldn't get out of it. That was an amazing thing. K-State couldn't get out of that, and the season that it was 6-6, and this staff, this head coach Colin Klein, and this wonderful staff that he's put together since his return to the MHK has been something. And look, this is probably for another podcast here, but just listening and trying to catch up what's going on with other K-State podcasts as well. I did listen to the 3-Mile Pod. This was like a few weeks ago about, you know, what's ahead for K-State Athletics. And I'm going to have my say about it in the upcoming episodes. We're going to be looking back, and then, of course, we're going to press the gas forward to the fall season. But, yeah, I don't like my AD saying that, you know, playing conservatively. This is perfect because I race next week, the KC Metro Miles next week, whenever y'all listen to it, this will come out this week at some point. So, and we're gonna put this in the universe. Any races this week, and my mindset is, and I didn't follow through on it last year. I still ran a great race, but I didn't follow through on it last year. This time, this time I'm gonna follow through on it because I've been wound up for a while, and it's all about being aggressive. Kevin Harvick said it. You gotta have that mindset, and I don't like my AD Gene Taylor, athletic director at K-State, saying what he's saying about, you know, we're gonna do our best we can. No, you're not. Yeah, I mean, you got to. I mean, football draws in the people, draws in the alumni, draws in, obviously, Manhattanese in the local area, right? This is everybody saying it. I know it by now. Been in the Midwest for how long? I don't know, but I don't like that at all. I just think that if you want to keep up with the big dogs, Big 12, not just that, but compete for Big 12 titles, and eventually, hey, maybe someday, with the way things, with the expansion going on right now, which I don't like. I've been very clear on the NASCAR side, and I'm starting not to like the expansion. Now, there was two ideas thrown around, which I did like RG3, the other RG3, EG3, the other three, in Cibolos, Robert Griffin III's idea was thrown out. But to me, I just think that we're allowing too many mediocre teams in this thing. And yeah, it's a real sport, but that's a whole nother conversation for another episode of the Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. But for K-State specifically, they're going to have to keep up. You kind of saw it in basketball, men's basketball there. Now, I'm going to throw that out there. Yes, we got Casey Alexander now as a new head coach for men's basketball, but you kind of saw it there, falling behind. I'm just a little concerned. You know, you got your big two, football and men's basketball, right? They draw. If you have success, it keeps the fans coming back, right? And with all eyes attention pretty much on football now, yet notice, again, we got track and field still going on right now as I speak on the show, right? So, I don't know, man. I just don't like that. I do not like that one bit there, that your leader of your athletic department, the AD, Gene Taylor, and yes, I do see him as a conservative guy. And it's like, I mean, like, hearing that, especially after the season you had, 6-6, and all that other stuff, I just, like, I don't know. I don't know. If that's the attitude you're going to carry, then I just don't know. You have a really, really good coach, head coach, returning legend, and a staff that's really good. I just don't know. And I agree with what Cole Man Beck said about, you know, these we live those coaches, they have to focus on the team. They cannot. It's just too much exhaustion. And I know, and I appreciate the staff for trying to do what they can. We're trying to try to be creative in ways to raise money to get athletes. This is what it is now. And maybe I'm starting to understand it a little more. But at the same time, I mean, you go back to the heyday. Yep, sorry. Yep, so, I'm sorry, folks. Go back to the heyday. You need to worry about that. You got to worry about coaching up these players. How to win football game. You got to know how to win. You got to let the coaches do the coaching on the football field. Let them guys focus on the football field, the fundamentals, and more importantly, winning football games. That is the main objective here, and not let these coaches, you know, it's just too much. And now I can go down a deep rabbit hole real quick, but we're gonna save that for another episode of this podcast. But I'm just saying, man, you gotta let, at some point, you know, let the donors raise money, let the coaches focus on the football field. Yeah, particularly K-State, you need all eyes on that football team. Get back to winning. Not 6-6. That's just not gonna. Especially when you have a town, a community, a fan base like K-State thirsting for this program to get back to its winning ways. Like I know this fan base is. Then that's I don't know. That's just crazy, crazy there as well. But we're gonna put a pin. Oh, we'll have plenty. I'm pretty sure that is why. You want to survive this podcast because, yeah, I'm excited for the rest of the summer here. All we can do is speculate because that's what we're going to do because we don't know what the staff's going to have for us. We do know the names of the staff, but we don't know what they're going to have in store for us until that ball is kicked off in Bill Snyder Family Stadium on September the 5th. You want to make sure you're a part of this action. Subscribe to this podcast. Like it. Hit the long bell. Time to update the content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a remote location in KC, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Watcher Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.